Maple sugaring season is just winding up in northern Michigan. Long before settlers arrived, indigenous communities in that area were tapping maple trees and making syrup. And now one tribe is reviving this knowledge for its citizens. Michigan Radio's Kayla Fond reports.
For the Anishinaabe, people indigenous to the Great Lakes, spring is that boiling season. On a day in March, Desmond Berry is overseeing a steamy sugar shack in Pishaabe Town. He is the Natural Resources Director for the Grand Traverse Band of Ottawa and Chippewa Indians. He says sugaring was traditionally a group effort.
The community would come together and they would head out to the sugar bush and they'd set up wigwams.
Taps were carved of wood and sap was collected in birch bark containers. It was boiled in hollowed out logs using stones heated on a fire. After colonization, many kids in the tribe grew up not knowing about maple sugaring. Berry is hoping to change that.
We want to bring the community here and teach them how to do this.
This year, Berry's tribe got brand new sugaring equipment and invited all of their citizens to participate. They've got some traditionally tapped trees and a more contemporary setup. They can collect up to 25 gallons of sap an hour. Today, they've got 500 gallons to boil in a huge wood-fired evaporator. The end product doesn't disappoint.
Take a taste.
Oh, that's good.
Melissa Petoskey is a tribal citizen who came to see the boiling. She says, according to an Anishinaabe story, maple syrup used to flow directly from the trees. But then a spirit thought people were getting lazy and converted the syrup to sap.
All the natives with their mouths open underneath the trees. And then he said, okay, well, I'm going to put water into the trees, and now it's going to take the 40 gallons to make one thing of maple syrup. So now you have to work for it, and we give you purpose on working for it.
Berry says the syrup is too precious to be sold, but will be distributed at community gatherings or given as gifts to important visitors. For Points North, I'm Kay LaFond.
Points North is a new weekly radio show from Interlochen Public Radio. You can listen to the full show at pointsnorthradio.org.